All right, boots and salutes on this Monday morning. Anything that's on your mind, 938-0600, toll free, 1-800-667-3727. First of all, I'm just going to salute anyone that called out to Humboldt while we were set up there last week in the Humboldt Mall. Thanks to everyone for their support. The outpouring was absolutely overwhelming. The 50-50 jackpot ended up over $136,000.
Wow.
And all the draws were done yesterday afternoon. Unfortunately, I don't have the winners' names just yet, but as soon as I do, I'll let you know. But they didn't call me, so I know I didn't win.
That's right.
But good to all the organizers and volunteers, great work and efforts down in Humboldt. Good morning, boots and salutes. You're on the air.
Hi, good morning. I don't know when the indigenous people are going to quit. These poor families from Humboldt, they just won't quit.
Okay, I apologize. I don't know what we're talking about there, but if there's something you want to talk about, now's an opportunity to do so.
I would also like to, since we're on the topic of saluting, salute the organizers for the annual Jim Pattison Children's Hospital Foundation Jeans and Jewels Gala on Friday night. And, Dave, I kid you not, there is no better time medically to be alive than right now. There was a young woman named Brooklyn who told us her story. And I don't understand the whole medical thing about it, I'll be honest with you. But the bottom line is this. She had some cancer in her bone, and what they did is they literally cut the lower part of her leg, the bone, in half, did a 180 of it, and they reinstalled it on the upper part of her leg so that she would have the ability to walk, right? She still has a prosthetic lower leg, but at least she has the ability to walk better. And so her ankle is now literally her knee joint. The ankle is serving. So think about that. So somebody thought, here's an idea, and we have the technology now and the ability to do something like that. Isn't that incredible?
Wow. Wow. Medicine, huh?
Exactly.
Good morning, boots and salutes.
Good morning. That penalty for driving with a cell phone should be jacked up to 3 days without a car right now, unless they want to make money on it. Bye.
Thank you for the call. You know, here's a good one for you. What about 3 days without the cell phone? Which one would be easier?
Boy, that would be, yeah. A lot of people would take the car. Take my car. Don't take my cell phone.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a good point, Deb. You know what? Some of the other things that, and I'm kind of surprised no one has brought it up yet, but today is when City Council is going to finally deal with the final, at least this time around, fire pit debate, whether or not it's going to be, you know, 2 until 11 or 5 until 11, or the final decision will be made. And the other one is, are we going to name the promenade at River Landing after Joni Mitchell? Which also caused quite a bit of a stern debate on the weekend. And from some of the stuff that I was reading, Roddy Piper, his name was brought up. I don't understand how.
Okay.
I think people were just throwing out random names. But yeah, they're talking about naming the promenade after Joni Mitchell. And finally, getting a name on something that she's comfortable with and the city is comfortable with, and hopefully as kind of a tribute to her.
And she is comfortable with that, correct?
My understanding is yes.
Gotcha.
From what I've read and what I've heard.
Good morning, boots and salutes. 938-0600, toll free, 1-800-667-3727. When it does come to fire pits, though, right now the city councilors are listening to this program, so you can send them your vote. Or I would suggest every single city councilor, and again, I don't know how they do it, why they do it, but if you go to the City of Saskatoon webpage, you can get everyone's cell phone number. And if you would like to influence your counselor in the way you would like for them to vote with the fire pit tonight, or this afternoon, as a matter of fact, you would have to get in touch with them this morning. That's all I'm saying. Good morning, boots and salutes.
Yes, I'd like to salute that article in the newspaper this morning on the front page about the First Nations people taking their kids out of school to go gather firewood. It's about time they start making them so.
All right, thank you for the call. 938-0600, toll-free, 1-800-667-3727. A few moments to go here.
I was going
to
say, everybody seems in a pretty agreeable sort of mood today.
Well, spring sprung on the weekend,
I suppose, you know what? Most of the ag community is out busy working right now. So they're occupied with other stuff than being annoyed by things.
Well, I saw some pre-work happening on Friday afternoon coming back into town, so it's kind of, like I say, it sounds so romantic and stuff, but man, it's just great to see that happening. You know what I mean?
So romantic.
Well, no, but like, I was trying to explain it, right? And
yeah.
And it's just like, you know,
it feels right, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You grew up in Saskatchewan. This is kind of the changing of the seasons. We are a seasonal people. You know what I mean? Like the changing of the seasons indicate. I can only imagine living in a place like California where it's one season all year round. Yeah. I would never know when to, you know, get boots or go shopping or anything of that. Stock up on more food.
Yeah, okay.
I need the change of the seasons. And you're right. You start to see the dust fly and the tractors out in the field, and it just feels like we're on to something new. Summer is actually really on the way.
Now, I will caution and make this the blanket warning that the Moo Crew gives every spring and every fall, is that now is the time when there was going to be heavy equipment on the roads.
True.
And I still can't get over the frustration in motorists when there's tractors and big equipment on the highways. Because you got to get from point A to point B. And, you know, I'm sorry if it inconveniences your ride a little bit, but at the end of the day, you got to realize the producer doesn't want to be on that road any more than you want him to be on that road.
And I have yet to find any of the producers who don't pull over.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, at least, when they get a couple of vehicles behind them, they pull over so that you get a chance to go by. Because you're right, they don't want you behind them. They don't actually want to be on the road at all.
Yeah.
And they go out of their way not to be on the road. It's not any fun when you got big duels and you're pulling something down the highway. There's no fun to be had.
Absolutely. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hey, why don't you guys take more calls and talk all the time?
Because when people aren't calling, we need to talk.
Wow, holy girl. This is sickening listening to you pair of guys there, and you never take enough calls in the 10 minutes you're on.
Well, what would you like to talk about today?
Well, I just told you.
Okay, do you have anything else? Because we don't have anybody phoning, aside from you.
Nobody phoning. Well, anyways, I'm going to complain about the gas prices. We should have an inquiry into these gas prices. They're just getting nuts here in Saskatchewan.
All right. Okay, topic number one. Go. Number two.
What else do you want to talk about?
I got no number two. I just complaining about you guys talking too much and the gas prices.
Well, we got another call, so we'll say good morning to you. Hi, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to make a big boot.
Go ahead. Who's it for?
This is a highway coming from Aberdeen that meets Highway 5.
41?
That's a stop sign there when you hit 5, not a merge. People just squirt out. They don't even stop there.
All right.
Many times.
Thanks for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, good morning. I agree with that guy. You guys talk too much. You say no one's calling. I sat in this phone rang there for like quite a few different times, and he's absolutely right. You guys just button it up and let people phone in.
Okay, what would you like to talk about?
He doesn't want to talk about. He just wants us to shut up.
Oh.
So.
Okay. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. You're on the air.
Good day. I was just wondering when you guys are going to, they're going to up and quit the harping on the bus cash. Isn't it time that we started up and give the people that, some peace and mind of this?
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I just want to salute you guys. You're doing a great job.
Well, thanks very much. We try.
And salute all the farmers out there getting the seeds in the ground.
Absolutely. I agree with that wholeheartedly, and have a great Monday. Hi, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I want to salute you two fellas and boot those two callers complaining about you guys not taking calls. I thought after this many years, people kind of understood how this show worked, that when nobody calls, you guys talk, but apparently they're a little behind. Anyway, good job, guys.
Well, thanks. And I keep telling Dave, you got to tell your brother to stop phoning in, man.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, good morning. I just would like to salute you and Dave and Steve, and in particular Steve. You guys, he's doing a heck of a job. For a guy at his age to remember all the things that he does, he's doing a heck of a job.
Now that's my brother calling.
And good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I would like to salute the benefit concert for the Broncos. It was absolutely awesome.
Yes, it was.
Absolutely. And we're going to leave it there this morning on Boots and Salutes. We'll continue the conversation tomorrow morning at 10 to 8. Coming up after 8 o'clock, we talk to James St. James in Hollywood. Birthdays and anniversaries for Harden House Chocolates. And you know what that means. $40 in chocolates up for grabs. All here on a Monday morning with the Moo Crew. Plus, we've got that grand prize to take care of.